Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, USA Today Coaches preseason poll out today. Ohio State number one, followed by Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Notre Dame in the top five. Rest of the top ten, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss. The AP poll will be out next week. Miami Hurricanes and head coach Mario Cristobal today reached agreement on a long-term contract extension, terms not disclosed. NFL Atlanta Falcons and running back Bijan Robinson agreed on a three-year extension worth $75 million, making him the highest-paid running back in NFL history. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians begin a series with the New York Mets at Progressive Field tonight. Cincinnati Reds host the Athletics, and the Clippers begin a series on the road. They'll be in Syracuse. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen, the official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
I'm actually nervous about this show today because we've taken our already girthy Tuesday show and we've added something else to it.
Yeah, we've added a Jason Stark. Jason's beef is coming in at 5 o'clock tonight.
So here's the lineup. Got Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4. Rapid fire. At 4:30. Jason's beef. We didn't talk to him yesterday because it was a trade deadline. His pets' heads were falling off. That's 5 o'clock. And Timmy time at 5:30. What's a Timmy time this week?
So it'll be a little peek into what I'm doing in my personal time if I'm not watching an old movie.
So it's going to be you stroking it to smut.
Yes.
All right.
Live on the air. Other than that, when all that is done, I like to watch some stand-up comedy. Don't you? I know you have.
No, I don't.
I know you have at times. I know you like it, but you're.
No, I don't like
it. You also will say, I can't enjoy it because you'll sit there and say, why didn't I think of that? That's brilliant.
That's right.
Well,
and so I won't
you're
going
to have to do that at 5:30.
I won't be able to laugh or have any fun watching something that's clever because then I'll beat myself up for not being as clever.
Well, you're a sick bastard.
I understand
you know that.
Yes,
it's
I'm aware.
Fun. It's fun. People pay lots of money to
I
go.
I know.
And
it's
laugh
me.
And have a good time.
I'm glad you can. Reimer, you like the stand-up comedy?
I'm not a big fan
can
of
you,
it.
Can you
I
name,
enjoy it.
Can you name me one comedian?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, very good.
Bull out.
Very good. How you doing, Reimer?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
You think Tress sits down and just enjoys a good stand-up comedy special?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a thing that people do.
I don't think Tress does.
I
and if he does, it's Jim Gaffigan.
I don't think you can. I think we can go out into the office and ask every single person if they enjoy a stand-up routine. They will say yes. Maybe it's not their cup of tea
doesn't
and their
mean they
number
mean
one
it.
Choice. But they've all watched stand-up comedy before. Who among us hasn't? And at least found some jokes because the way they're clipped and parsed down, you don't have to watch an entire 90-minute or hour-long
special
anymore.
Can I tell you someone
anymore. Who's you get them
never,
on social media.
Never watched stand-up comedy voluntarily in her life? My mom.
Really?
Yeah. Never.
Just does not like to laugh
just,
at all.
No, she
is
likes
to. Is she ever laughing? And you, can you make her laugh?
Yeah, I can make her laugh. She likes to laugh.
Does she like comedy movies?
Not really.
No.
No.
Does she watch movies or TV?
They watch movies all the time.
Okay.
It's mostly action stuff. And
she watches
drama.
Action movies?
Oh, she loves action.
Like, she loves a good Liam Neeson.
She loves a good shoot 'em up explosion type of movie, my mom.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Every
I
time I
do
go
not
over
like
there,
to laugh.
They're either watching some Arnold movie where something's blowing up, or Hallmark Christmas movies. There's no in between.
Okay.
Hallmark Christmas, they've seen every single movie, which, by the way, Hallmark doesn't even have regular programming anymore. Every single night.
What are they doing
for the
right
entire
now?
They're running Christmas movies.
Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's all the time. Well, it's all year long.
But this doesn't count, though, because
no.
I'm sure. No.
It's not Christmas
I'm
in
sure
July.
They just had their Christmas in July thing.
I'm telling you, all year long, they're running Christmas movies. There's no rhyme or reason. Now, you'd be saying, how could they be doing that? Who's watching that? And the answer is Marie Ricciardotti, 75-year-old woman in Dublin, Ohio.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't enjoy a nice Hallmark Christmas movie. I will probably watch no fewer than five of them. I need the new batch to come out, though.
Charlie?
Yeah. I do need a new Charlie because I've seen quite a few of them. I'm probably up at around 40. What about you?
No. I've seen bits and pieces of them, but like all the way through? No, just a couple.
Henry Winkler was in one of them.
I contend.
That was a banger. Ed Asner was in one, too, where they're like up in a little... Well, of course, they're always up in a little, like, Santa Claus type of town. You contend.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just dropped an I contend, and two minutes later you come in.
Don't make 10 seconds out to be 2 minutes.
It pretty much is.
You contend.
I contend. Stop delaying the I contend.
Well, then get on with your point.
Here's my point. I think that 1 out of every 10, okay, I'm not saying all of them. 1 out of every 10 Hallmark Christmas movie needs to end in complete and total disaster. Because at least that way it keeps you honest. Because we know watching these movies exactly how it's going to end. Within 5 minutes of the movie, you know how it's going to end. Doesn't mean you don't enjoy the journey. But you know, okay, this person, they're going to have some hardship. They're going to fall in love. The end. Everything's great. Happy Christmas. But if 1 out of 10 ended with...
You know, just sort of like a Kill Bill scene. Blood
or,
and guts.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
Or that.
It's like, honey, Merry Christmas, but I should tell you, we've fallen in love, but I do have AIDS. And I gave it to you last night when we had unprotected intercourse. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la.
Reimer, are you eating over there?
Yeah, maybe.
You're eating during the show? Over our expensive board, you're
it's
eating
away
a
from
greasy
it.
Hamburger. What's the matter with
Timmy,
you?
Timmy brought in Smash Burgers.
I understand,
and
but Timmy had the
one.
Courtesy of eating it at his desk.
I also brought them in at like 12:30.
I was told about it 10 minutes before the show, and there was one left, so I had to grab it. I wasn't really thinking straight about it, so here I am now just chopping on a Smash Burger.
You do a lot of straight thinking?
No, not really.
What are you thinking about right now?
College basketball.
Well, let's think about college football because the coaches poll came out today.
Oh, no. Why? I just told you yesterday.
But
how I feel about that.
I feel about it, too, the same way. It's stupid. Coaches have no idea what they're talking about. They shouldn't be voting, and most of them don't even vote. They let their SIDs do it for them. But it's early August, and we're all jonesing for football, and this is the one lifeline that we have. So?
So?
Let's discuss. Buckeyes number one.
Yay!
See?
All right!
Buckeyes number one. They got 38 first place votes. Oregon comes in at number two. Georgia 3. Texas 4. Notre Dame 5. Despite having 14 first place votes, second only to the Buckeyes, Indiana comes in at number 6, which I found interesting. Miami 7. Texas A&M 8. Oklahoma 9. Ole Miss 10. Other Big Ten teams on here. Michigan at 16. I'm sorry, USC at 14. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting who's in the Big Ten.
Big year for
USC
Lincoln
at 14.
Riley, too.
Yes, job-saving year. Michigan 16, Penn State 17, Washington 19, Iowa 22.
That's it.
That's the Big Ten.
That's pretty...
That's a stacked conference in there,
that's
man.
That's stacked. That's pretty damn favorable for someone like Penn State and Michigan, for that matter. I think that's some respect for the brand power that those guys are and the coaching hires. I think that's what that shows. Stabilized right there. You bring in a veteran like Kyle Whittingham, who's really just been about winning. And I'm not so sure that University of Utah has been the easiest place to be a big time winner, especially with where they're located. And then once they bumped up into the Pac-12, so their competition, their schedule was a lot tougher, but they made that transition. And he won a lot of games, and Matt Campbell, with what he did at Iowa State, gets his quarterback to come over. I'm not entirely sure that Michigan and Penn State are going to be able to maintain that top 20 status, but, you know, it's a preseason poll. Do you get any kind of different feeling? Just pretend this is the AP poll. Pretend it's the bigger one, the one most people care about.
All right.
Even though it's a preseason poll. Buckeyes come in at number one. Does that do anything at all for you as you're going to break down this team? What if they go and lose to week two against Texas? Then who the hell cares about being preseason number one?
No, it doesn't do anything for me. Because you take care of your business, you do what you're supposed to do, Ohio State will find themselves in the playoffs every single time.
You beat Texas 28-7 on the road, that'll do something for me.
Now, Texas
then we can talk about being number one.
In this, we meet them in week two. Do you think we're going to have a 1-4 matchup, or do you think that moves? Who does Texas have week
Texas
one?
Texas doesn't have anybody.
They no, have I know they don't.
Texas
we don't
State.
Have anybody.
I think it's Texas State.
Yeah, they have nobody. So, no, I don't. I mean, it'll be two top five teams. You're saying, will it be 1-2? It's not going to be 1-2. I don't think
so.
No,
they probably won't jump up.
No, and I don't think they're going to have the juice, even in the other poll, to get ahead of both Georgia and Oregon, the other key players right there. Everybody out there, aside from the Buckeyes, thinks that Oregon is going to be pretty damn good. You think about what Dan's Lanning's has been doing there for the last 2 years. He's got to do something, right? I mean, it's not like they're going to fire the guy. I'm not going that far.
He's not in Lincoln Riley territory,
they've had,
my friend.
It's a different type of pressure. There can be different types of pressure, right? It's that you have shown your fan base like what the baseline Oregon Ducks football team is going to be, and it's going to be pretty good. Well, now they're going to say, all right, well, you've done that. You've shown us that team. Now can you go to the college football playoff one time and not end the run with a 40-point smackdown?
Right.
Like, that's what we'd like. Even if you lose in the college football playoff, it would be nicer if we were in the contest in the fourth quarter, maybe lost on a dramatic field goal or touchdown pass. Don't meet up with a conference foe like Indiana, who already got them. Didn't they beat them twice last year? Yeah, because that was Indiana's first sort of we are still here game. They
yeah,
went
it was
to
there,
Oregon.
Yeah, they're at Oregon.
And had a nice, it was a good game. Mm-hmm. They just had a nice fourth quarter and Fernando made the plays. And that was the one that kind of told you, you know, holy crap, these guys are still, after their weak non-conference schedule, these guys still mean business.
I want to talk about a local journalist who I think is just an absolute ass clown. I try not to pick too many fights with people who work in this market, but I can't help it with this guy.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown due to a crash on westbound 161 at Strawberry Farms Boulevard. And we've got a 10-minute holdup due to ongoing construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan.
A football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have plenty of sunshine in the forecast here for your Tuesday with high temperatures around 85 here this afternoon. Winds will be fairly light out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On your Wednesday, we're tracking high temperatures into the upper 80s, but also looking at the chance for a few showers and storms later on in the afternoon with highs into the 80s. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Darren White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I try not to pick fights with local members of the media because I don't think it really goes anywhere and just comes off as petty, but I can't help it with one particular guy. And that is Brian Hedger, who writes for the Dispatch, covers the Blue Jackets. He has been just a professional ass sniffer for that franchise for a long time. The last couple days, the last week, we've heard that they're going to simulcast television onto radio. They let Bobby Mack go. They let Jeff Sobota go.
Which does suck.
Yesterday. Both, yes.
Let's put that to the side.
There's lots that sucks about this, okay? That sucks. It all sucks. It sucks that other teams are doing it, too.
Yeah, it's just coming off as unnecessarily cheap.
Oh, there's lots of criticism. I'm no stranger to bending the Blue Jackets over.
Oh, my God.
When they deserve it. Are you kidding?
It was one thing, like, we're in this offseason, we got Marchenko, we got Z, and now, like, you take the radio broadcaster and you're smashing
so
it into one.
There's so many reasons.
Svoboda, I've met him a few times, and he's a really nice dude, too, and that is helpful stuff when you have someone that's with the team, and to get those roster updates, because I know Jody will do a hit with Bishop and Friends, right, when we get into season. T-Bone and Tyvus, they're doing more stuff with Jackets guest every day. But Jeff was always good about letting you know who was taking the reps in between the pipes, letting you know if someone was back from an injury, because he's there, your eyes and ears at a morning skate.
Of course.
That type of stuff has some value to the fans.
I don't want to see anybody lose their job, but I saw this tweet from Brian Hedger, all right? He goes, the 2017-2018 CBJ season was a peak for the media beat. The Athletic had three writers. Dispatch had two plus A-Race. The RSN had its own TV crew. Bobby Mack on the radio, and I was the Jackets insider. All but A-Race traveled to every single road game. It's almost totally gutted now. Sad. Now, that can be a very true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe we can say, and that's too many people. And those entities are no longer financially successful, and they can't afford to send those people on the road. Yeah, fine.
Yeah,
but
I have no
problem with that tweet. Somebody responded, a guy named Willie, responded, it feels like they're trying to get relocated. Now, Hedger's response is where I have the problem. I'd like to disagree with you, but things definitely feel dire right now. Dude,
yeah.
You are taking your own career insecurities and letting it affect your job. We can say lots of things. The McConnells are cheap. These are bad decisions. The local broadcast RSN model is broken and we don't know how it's going to be fixed. All of those things are true. But to insinuate as a reporter, you're not me, dude.
I'm
a clown here on the radio every single day. I'm not breaking news. I got this stick in my face, and that sounded good, huh? Microphone in my face, and I spew my crap all day, every day. And it doesn't matter if I have a source or not. Want to know why? I'm not a journalist. You are. You cover this team. You can't plant breadcrumbs like,
oh, yeah, maybe they will relocate it. I'd like to disagree with you, but
they're not going anywhere. That's irresponsible of you. And actually, somebody replied to that and said, you're one of the reporters on this team. Have you heard anything to indicate this? And then, of course, radio silence on that because
we had no response
you
to that?
Haven't.
No response?
You're just butthurt that your buddy got fired, which I understand. But your job is to cover this team.
Well, he doesn't work
There's
for the Jackets.
No,
you know,
it doesn't matter.
Right, but it's...
There is no way this franchise is going anywhere. You can look... This is a problem in the NHL and the NBA. It's not necessarily a Jackets problem. Look at who just won the Stanley Cup. The Carolina Hurricanes just won the Stanley Cup. You know what they did a couple years back?
They cut.
Radio people, they simulcasted their crap on TV.
They did the same thing.
All of these teams are losing their local RSNs.
And we're not even saying that that's right.
No, but
it seems like the Jackets want to use that as an opportunity to follow a trend. And Tom Dundon is doing the same thing with the Portland Trailblazers in the NBA.
Lots of
teams
are doing it. We can say that it shouldn't be happening. That's valid. I don't think it should be happening. I value what we put on the radio. I value having as many independent people traveling with the team as humanly possible. I get it. From a fan standpoint, I get it. What I don't get is fan throws out, it seems like they're trying to get relocated. And that's what fans do. It's what we do. But then the guy who covers the team says, I'd like to disagree with you, but things definitely feel dire right now. And then if I'm just a fan reading this, I'm thinking, what is he hearing? Oh, my God. You can't even float the idea of a team moving without creating panic. Now,
I'm not trying to defend, but maybe he would say,
defend.
I wasn't reading that tweet verbatim and just saying how bad things have felt this offseason. But even though they've cut radio and cut one reporter, that isn't going to the stretches. Now, here's the thing. I have had nightmare scenarios, and when I have been out and about talking with my buddies, you know, when the microphone's not on, when the cameras aren't on, do I get down in the dumps about the Blue Jackets? Have I maybe once in my life said, you know what, I think there's a better chance that this team moves than wins a Stanley Cup? Yeah, I've probably said that, because I don't know if they ever will win a Stanley Cup with what we've seen and how they operate.
That's just a nice folksy conversation.
That's all that is.
That's not, I'm Timmy Hall, I work at the Blue Jackets flagship station.
I'm hearing things.
And they may move. Who knows?
That's just me saying, yeah, I think in 50 years' time, do you think they're gone or do you think they've won a Stanley Cup? Or what's more likely? That's just a conversation that you have to kill time because we're all sad, depressed Jackets fans. We don't ever want that to happen. And I feel like we've broken this down. Jeff Rimmer is pretty dialed in. He's talking to people in hockey all the time. He's come on our show and we've talked about the, you know, expansion teams. And nothing has ever come up about one of the current teams moving on at this point. So, no.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No.
They're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, and the McConnells aren't. I mean, the local government is, and taxpayers are, to refurbish Nationwide Arena.
That's right. They're renovating Nationwide. That's
going
in the news.
Nowhere.
They're putting more money into that. It's how we know there's not going to be a replacement for the Schottenstein Center anytime soon. They just sunk a bunch of money into that. They're putting in a new scoreboard. So I'm with you.
No,
that's too
stupid.
That's too bad.
It's stupid. He's stupid. They're all stupid. Reimer?
Yeah, Mike?
You're not stupid, are you?
And some people might say so.
No, I don't think so.
Well, what do you say?
What do you mean? Just in regards to that?
No, just are you stupid or not?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You know, we were discussing this yesterday.
Too.
Can you name one member of the Beatles?
Prove me right.
I've done this.
If you've done it, then this should be very easy.
He's rubbing his temple right now.
It's going away from me now.
Just one. First, I'll take a first name.
Paul.
Did you say
good,
Paul?
Good. All right.
Yeah. Fantastic. No idea what the last name is, though, huh?
I do know it. I just can't put it together.
Just name a couple apostles. You'll get them. Paul, John.
John Lennon.
Yeah, there's another. Yeah.
John Lennon. There you go. Drummer's got a very unique name.
Say that again.
Drummer's got a very unique name.
His last name is very space-like.
Space, like moon?
What's out there
Jupiter,
amongst the moon?
Mars?
No, not a planet, but what else
stars?
Is up there?
Yeah. Star.
I don't know.
Ringo Starr.
Drumming. Can you name a song?
No, let's not get crazy now.
Here comes the doo-doo-doo.
Sun?
Okay,
all right. I feel like there's some personal growth going on here.
Reimer
works with us.
Maybe in another decade.
I feel like I know these things. I never connect the dots.
In 5 years, we're going to get you on Jeopardy.
You're
going to know so many things, you're going to be on Jeopardy.
Oh my God, that'll be the day. I will say, I don't think I've done my part in helping him. I think I need to be sending him, you know, like YouTube videos. If I see, you know, like the other day I was watching he certainly isn't going to have any idea who these people are. I saw Mark Knopfler and Eric Clapton sharing the stage together. They were playing one of the hit songs from Dire Straits. It was unbelievable stuff. Some of the greatest guitar playing that you'll ever see on a stage together. I need to send those clips to you and like, here, this band was called Dire Straits.
No, you don't.
These are great British rock stars. Eric Clapton's one of the greatest guitar players of all time. Have you heard of him, Reimer? Clapton?
Nope.
Oh, Tina, you're being stupid. God. You don't throw an infant into an Olympic-sized swimming pool and say, go. All right, you don't start him off with Dire Straits. This man couldn't even name a member of the Beatles. You got to start slower than that. Reimer?
What's the problem of sending him a clip?
Do you know who Mick Jagger is?
Yes.
And what band is he in?
That I don't know.
Oh,
that's where you start. Not Mark Knopfler.
Well, what's the difference? We do it all. Everything that pops in that is big or that we would want to pass on to him,
you overload his brain and then he shuts down even more. We got to give him little breadcrumbs to the point we stretch out his brain a little bit, and then we add some more to it.
What is he, like an overheating camera left out in the sun?
That's right. He is.
What band is he in?
Shut down?
Rolling Stones.
Oh, dang it.
Have you heard of the Rolling Stones?
Yes, I have.
Have you heard of a guy named Steven Tyler?
Yes.
Is his mouth big?
I think from you guys, so it's like not.
Is his mouth big or small?
Big?
Yeah.
Okay, good job.
Yeah, big. Band?
Can I go to break?
No.
You see that clock up there on the wall? You can see it, right?
Yeah.
Is it just me who sees that clock or you?
Reimer? Is it past 3:30?
I'm more pissed off at Timmy than I am Reimer right now. Because Reimer and I are trying to go to break for 2 minutes.
How about now?
We're going to go to break. I wish it was longer than 2 minutes. I don't think I can strangle you dead in 2 minutes. You'll come up. You'll wake up.
I will.
LeBron is prepared for the worst case scenario. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident in the construction area on westbound 70 on the west side before Georgesville Road. And there's a 5-minute delay due to a crash on westbound 161 at Strawberry Farms Boulevard. It is stop and go from 270. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole, 97.1, The Fan.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. We had the coaches poll come out today. Buckeyes open at number one. Now, you would think LeBron, who's not just the, you know, perhaps greatest player of all time, he's also a mogul because all these guys have to be moguls.
A media mogul. I mean, he's valued north of a billion, probably like $1.3 billion at this stage of his life.
Right. I don't necessarily know how you measure net worth, if it's just what you've earned, what you have the potential to earn. It's always very confusing to me. I don't know. But when you think of LeBron, you're definitely thinking about a $1 billion entity.
Absolutely.
Whether he has that in his bank account or not. Well, you'd think that he wouldn't have to prepare for the worst financially, but it looks like he is. He was informed recently that his Topps rookie card has a price on it of $5.2 million.
That's pretty good.
That's been the going rate for that. And he says that he has at least one of those cards stashed away as an emergency financial lifeline.
At least one of those cards means at least two.
He says, I happen to have like maybe one or two of those things locked in a vault somewhere. So just in case I ever fall on hard times, then I'm good.
My God. Yeah. So we've got $10.4 million worth of cards or more.
If you have to break that glass, you've done something wrong. Although we've seen guys like Floyd Mayweather blow over $100 million.
Incredible.
We've seen guys blow money like this before. It would shock me if LeBron was one of those guys. I don't think that's going to happen.
Who was it just recently that we played the sound? It was probably like a year ago or so. Oh, it was Odell. It was Odell Beckham Jr. He was on some podcast. You remember that? And he was basically just lamenting, you know, how fast you know, $49 million contract can go.
Yeah, we can all relate to that, right?
Who among us? I'm sure that's really, really hard to deal with there, Odell. God, could you just try to be any less relatable when you go out there with some crap like that? Like, you choose to live a certain lavish lifestyle. I don't know, like, we get to a certain size house. I don't know, like, how big somebody needs. Like, once you have, like, a 7,000-square-foot mini mansion, I don't know, can we call it a mansion when it gets to a
square feet.
Certain size of house? Yeah, but some
we
of these
talked about Aflac and J-Lo, they're at 38,000 square feet.
That's what I'm saying!
7,000 square feet's like the pool house.
7,000 square feet is gigantic! Is that not a gigantic house?
That's a big house.
By any standard.
Yes, it's a big house.
You can get 6 to 7 bedrooms and probably 6 to 7 bathrooms in a house that big. And you can have the 5-car garage or build a separate structure or some land, whatever.
Are you saying
how much is that?
That no one should ever have more than 7,000 square feet?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yes. That's communist Timmy.
Now, the real joke.
After that, you need to be giving some of that money to me.
Reimer, do you know what this music is at all?
Isn't it? It's the Russian national anthem.
It's the USSR, the old USSR.
Yeah, that's good enough.
National anthem. And the sad
I know it
part
from Rocky
is,
IV.
Even though, there you go, even though they were dirty communists, all right, somehow this is copyrighted and Spotify's going to get us for playing this song.
Absolutely. Timmy's a commie, traitor to our country.
Pinko commie rag. Deshaun Watson, can I tell you why human beings are never going to survive? Because we can't learn simple lessons, okay? We always go to extremes, Billy Joel. It's what we do. We go to war, then we swear we're never going to go to war again, and then 5 minutes later you're back in war, still killing people. Racism, this has been throughout human history. And here's the other reason why humans will never advance past a certain point. Because we can't help ourselves. Because I have read not just one, not just two, but 3 pieces this week talking about how the Browns have a decision to make if Deshaun Watson is good.
Yeah.
And him coming back for 27.
Even your guy, Mike Florio.
He's not my guy. Shut up. That's like saying Lucifer's my guy.
Even your guy.
Actually, I'd rather hang out with Lucifer.
Oh, what, Lucifer?
Seems like a blast, actually.
It'd be great to. Great
at least
hang
at least
out
Lucifer
with.
Can get me laid. Florio's not going to get me laid.
Once you're already in hell, I would rather be cool with Lucifer, right?
Yeah, you don't want to antagonize him.
No, you'd want to be like on his good list where like, what do you think that would get you by being like in his inner circle? Would you get to like terrorize the newbies? I would think that there's a lot of good old hazing when the new batch gets in.
I think you get to be the giver in the relationships. So there's got to be
going on for sure.
There's got to be some level of hell.
Uncle and Al,
right?
Down there waiting.
There's some
for
bending
you?
Over and thrusting. But
I thought maybe
if you're
I
on
just...
Hitler's good side, you're the one doing the thrusting.
Because like, can you really be hurt that much? Because you have to go on for all eternity. So like, could I stab you with my pitchfork? Like, I can't kill you.
No, there's no
you're
death. You're
in
already
hell.
Dead. Right. But you could feel it.
Do you just keep experiencing like the murder? I'm being murdered right now and I'm just going to, and I'm going to walk around for like 18 hours. And then who decides like, oh, okay. Like I can let him ease up a little bit. Snap my fingers. No pain for a while.
I'm
we're going to play
I'm
cards.
These pieces like, oh, a really interesting decision for the Browns about bringing Deshaun Watson back for 27 if he proves himself to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. What the hell are we talking about? He is currently competing with Shedeur Sanders to see who's going to be the starting quarterback on the worst team in the damn league.
Have you been around the Browns before? Is this?
But why are we talking about it?
It's the Browns. They have a special kind of magic that spreads around to all of their fans and the people that cover the team and talk about them.
You just become instantly dumber when you cover the Browns?
They all pretend and believe that it's going to work.
You could be a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes.
Then you go cover the Browns. Your brain just melts right out of your face.
You're up there. You're up there, you know, hanging out in Berea. How do you solve a problem like Berea? You're looking at this quarterback battle and you're saying, I think we really have something here. This could be one of the greatest comeback stories in the history of sports. This Deshaun Watson, he just said that he loves Cleveland. He just said that he and his wife have a house on the east side.
Here's the quote from Deshaun Watson.
They're happy right now, so that must mean he's going to play great, and he's going to throw 47 touchdown passes and be the next Patrick Mahomes.
When I first got here, there was a lot of stuff going on, as the world knows. Yeah, we know. It's called you jaying in people's faces. But I don't have any bad feelings toward Cleveland. I love Cleveland. Me and my wife have our house on the east side, so we're here all the time. We were here this summer. If you ask around, I'm at pretty much all the restaurants hanging out. So I haven't had a bad experience outside of different times in the stadium. I don't know why that narrative is out there and people think that I don't like Cleveland. My family and I have been enjoying our time here. If the opportunity shows up, we'll see where it goes. Talking about coming back.
Who cares?
In 27, why are we even doing this?
Who cares about whether he liked the town or not? Why didn't everyone, to a person, want him gone? For good. I don't want you to like my town. I don't want you in it, right? That should be...
No, he's going to win the job. He's going to show himself to be a top five quarterback in the league.
Oh, he'll show himself.
And then the Browns are going to have to fend off suitors for him next offseason. That's what's going to happen. Inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And watch out for an accident causing some holdup on southbound US 23 after Pickway Road. This report is sponsored by your local Brood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Man, I'm all riled up today.
Why?
A lot of things bothering me today.
I'm feeling good. Don't let that get you. I mean, the jackets will do enough to you.
I understand.
You just have to wait. We've got training camp coming up. I had another burger today. I've been to two burger spots, so...
How does that make me feel better?
Timmy Eats a Burger is happening. It probably is going to start next week.
It's not Mikey and Timmy Eat a Burger. I didn't have a burger.
Hey, who's always allowed to come? Whose idea? Basically wanted me.
The segment...
You punted me out into the city.
No.
You said, go out there, eat all the burgers, and report back to me.
The segment is called Timmy Eats a Burger.
So why are you going to get upset about it? But why be mad about it? I bring you burgers. I want you to stuff your face with me, but you won't do it right now.
I physically cannot do it. It pains me if I eat too much.
I even had a single today, and I even said in the thing, I know you're going to shame me for it, but I'm trying to eat all the burgers, also try not to eat all the meat in the entire city.
You went to review a burger place.
And
today.
I got a single.
I'm not going to tell you which one it is.
No.
But I know it's a smash burger style. It's very thin patty. So we're not talking about a thick, juicy patty here. We're talking about a thin patty. And you're telling me that you only had a single when you were reviewing the place? What type of person are you?
I'm the type of person that can taste whatever burger they're making me, whether it's a single, a double, a triple, and still capture the essence of the ingredients and the flavor. And you know what? It doesn't even matter, because even though I had the single, when I went back into the grill area, they're like, nah, we're going to make you double. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Because the patties were a little smaller than I would have expected. I didn't know how the first place I went to, their smash burgers were a little bit thicker. A little bit thicker.
That's because it's not a smash burger.
They are two smash burgers.
No, they cook it on a flat top, but it's not a smash burger.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
You want to call them and ask them? They were. I stood right over there while they made them.
We're splitting hairs here. Not every burger cooked on a flat top is a smash burger.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I know, but when you smash them down onto the flat top and then put the little thing over them, then they become a smash burger. There can be different levels of how thick they are. These ones were razor thin, but I wound up eating a double anyway. Don't rub your face. Don't do that.
You ever, Reimer?
Yeah, Mike.
You ever ponder?
All the time.
Yeah. Just look out in the sky and mm-hmm. wish that a comet would just come down and
Reimer,
take you and everybody else out with it.
Having one of those hours. But the good news is it's a thick, girthy Tuesday. And I'm surprised we haven't had a featured segment until now, because
once
he hits the button, I don't think we ever will either.
Should I hit it now? Are you ready?
I mean, we've lost all the time anyway.
It's
just going to be a couple of tidbits now.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay. Then we won't. We're going to have a standoff now. I'm just going to stare at you, and we're going to do nothing.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
What's that watch of yours say?
Watch says we're late.
Well, how about that? How about that? Cash me outside. So.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. It's a little visitor now. I don't know why you always how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Never actually seen that used in the middle of a duel. So, well done. Good way to break it up. That was pretty much like Indiana Jones just pulling out his gun and shooting the guy that had the
sword?
Zanzibar sword there at the market, at the bazaar. So we didn't really hear a ton from our guys on our show at Big Ten Media Days last week. So let's do that now. Star wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, who I heard Dom Tiberi break this on Bishop and Friends today, Mike, that this will be his last season in college football. Did you know that? Dom Tiberi said on Bishop and Friends today that Jeremiah Smith is likely going to be done with college football after this season.
I'm glad Dom broke that for us.
Can you believe that? Jeremiah Smith's going to go to the NFL after this
stunned.
Year.
Absolutely stunned.
I'm telling you, babe.
So this we better
is gonna
enjoy
be
him.
It for him.
Yeah, we better enjoy this guy. There's been a lot of talk. Mickey Marotti said this too, that the toughest guy, and this is probably good to hear, right? The toughest guy in that building right now is the quarterback, Julian Sand. He's put on 10 pounds of muscle. He's been working on his physicality, his frame. Jeremiah Smith here, where Julian got better this year.
Yeah, I mean, Julian, he's got bigger, he got faster, he got stronger, becoming more of a leader. Being a dog and having more swag to himself about himself. So that's one thing about him that stuck out.
Now, Jeremiah is part of a unit where I don't think there's any Buckeye fan out there that is concerned about the level of play from the wide receiver room, especially because you still have Jeremiah Smith there. You got Chris Henry Jr. coming in. You got Brandon Innes, who hasn't really done it yet. He hasn't really put up an Emeka Buka type of season, a Carnell Tate type of stats season.
We think that maybe he can.
We think that he could step into that role. But I think it makes it an interesting unit where if you're going to have another true freshman starting, you have a guy like Brock Boyd, a freshman who's made a lot of noise, kid out of Texas. The transfers, Kyle Parker, Devin McEwen. McEwen's the speedster guy, slot receiver out of UTSA. Julian Sayin talks about the depth. They're deep in that room.
I think it's very helpful to us. When you're able to sub receivers in and out and get different guys in there and keep guys fresh, it's very hard on the defense because, you know, they're rarely, like, subbing out, like, corners a bunch. Like, they're keeping corners in most of the time, and those guys are getting tired. So if we're able to have, you know, guys who are very talented out there, and we have a bunch of them, it's what you want as a quarterback.
Now, Mike, is there a guy that was on the team last year, offense or defense, that is back that you have been thinking about is due to break out or could be a breakout player? Because I got a name on defense that Jeremiah Smith was talking about.
All right, give it to me.
How about defensive end Kenyatta Jackson? Would you say he fits that bill?
Yeah.
I think I would. He's sort of been around for a long time. We talked about this with JT Tuimoloau, who is one of the highest level recruits that ever came in here. Way bigger recruit, not like Kenyatta Jackson was some scrub. I think he was a high 4-star player coming in. But this is going to be year 5 for Kenyatta Jackson. And I still think he has yet to hit 10 sacks for his career. So he's like hovering right at that mark. JT Tuimoloau, until he got to that final season, we were all talking about the potential. We didn't see those numbers in that Jim Knowles defense, the sack numbers, the TFLs. He got to that senior season. What did JT do? What, 21.5 TFLs, 12.5 sacks? That is the type of season you say for a D-end wearing the scarlet and gray is Bosa-like, is Chase Young-like. And Jeremiah Smith said he's seeing that kind of stuff in practice from Kenyatta Jackson with the way he prepares, that he is a physical freak of nature. He's big, strong, fast, physical. And he actually threw the Chase Young comparison out for him.
All right, baby.
We'll see. But there's a lot of guys. Bo Atkinson on that D-line. He can improve the incoming transfers. John Walker, James Smith. You got Edrick Houston, Will Smith. I think Zion Grady, who's been in the program at DN. There's 8 guys on that defensive line that I like. Quay Arusoth transfers in as well. They got some pieces to play around with on that D-line.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown on northbound 317 at Firehouse Lane. And there's a couple-minute delay due to an accident on westbound 161 at Strawberry Farms Boulevard. It's going to be stop-and-go there from 270. This report is sponsored by Witz Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witz time. Made fresh daily, the rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witz Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellent since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. You know it's getting close when the preseason polls come out. The coaches, USA Today poll out, Ohio State number 1, followed by Oregon, Georgia, Texas, Notre Dame, then the top 5, rest of the top 10, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss. The AP poll will be out next week. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians begin a series at home of the New York Mets tonight. Guardians 3 games out of first in the AL Central. The Cincinnati Reds will be at home of the Athletics tonight. Columbus Clippers will begin a series in Syracuse this evening. Back to football. The NFL's Atlanta Falcons and running back Bijan Robinson today agreed on a 3-year extension worth $75 million. This update brought to you by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof or exterior assessment today at Ramos Roofing, Ohio. Ohio.com. Reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Eleven and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over under wind total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
We already have a girthy Tuesday show, all right? Just not a normal Tuesday. But today, we throw Jason Stark into the mix at 5 o'clock because we didn't talk to him yesterday because he was running around like a chicken with his head cut off for trade deadline time.
And no, you can't stay for the Jason Stark conversation.
I didn't ask.
I know you want to, though.
I do.
You
can't talk until your intro plays.
Shit.
It's time for an inside look at the Fan with everyone's favorite foul-mouthed female, Jen Winters. Sponsored by Hydrate Me Med Spa, offering IV therapies designed to enhance your overall wellness.
Did you start your GLP-1 shots
yet? I did on Saturday night.
How you feeling?
Not hungry.
Well, there you go.
Which is good.
That's good. But you're not having any real bad negative side effects.
No, just like I always have that uneasy feeling in my stomach that, you know, something's going to happen to me.
But that's every day.
But that's
day
just
for
every
you.
Day. So I'm like, is that a GLP-1 or is that every day? So it's just like.
That's more of a mental feeling, you're
that
saying?
Is also
not
true.
Like, not a, the
does
physical
not have
feeling.
The mental ability. Like, that I can't.
to cure
so
all
if anybody
that?
Out there yeah. wants to sponsor me for mental health, I.
Good luck, right?
Right. That's a big buck.
Jen Winters here for Ronnie's Straight Jackets.
Right?
We had one of our listener gatherings last Thursday.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we have another one coming up in rather short order.
It's very,
is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Next week?
Yes, it's next week.
Next Thursday.
How do we plot that out? You guys know the email. I suppose we can take some submissions because we haven't finalized those yet. So goodcleanboy@gmail.com. But if you wrote us a nice note for this most recent one and did not get selected,
we're still keeping those in the hopper.
Don't feel like you have to. If you want to, if you feel like your last submission maybe wasn't beefy enough to get caught and you'd like to redo it, then by all means. But if you want to stay and keep yours in the hopper, we have those.
Now, for our last gathering, we had fresh pop.
Yes.
As opposed to the spoiled pop that we had.
Well,
the first
pop
time.
Is all gone now.
It's all gone.
We actually had to make a thing. We actually had to send baby Will Howard out to the back of the compound.
He had to
fend off the coyotes to get back there in a little golf cart. And he had to throw away all the Pepsis and Diet Pepsis that would have been used.
No.
Otherwise.
No. Don't forget the Canadian geese. I think they're more vicious than the coyotes back there.
Oh, I hate the geese.
They're terrible.
Hate them. Call
what
them
about
all.
The gray goose?
No, Angela Pace has got the gray goose.
That's if I need a gray goose, I just call Angela.
She's not keeping that out in the garage.
No, she's not.
Out there running around
under her couch.
A bottle.
Yeah, she's got one on her couch. She's got one in her fridge. Yeah.
All right, so email us for the next gathering if you'd like to be considered. It's next Thursday, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And, you know, we're here. It's training camp week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
2 days, Jen?
It's in 2 days. I love this week. You know why? Because we get the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. So this is the first week until God knows when.
March. It's all on Thursday.
March.
Camp starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame game that
Where
night on
there
Thursday.
Will be football all the time.
So what are we doing as a radio station from camp this
week? Radio station, we will be set up as at our normal spots, which is awesome. Right at camp, Morning Juice will be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, Tito and Bobby. And I believe Bodie will be there as well because Tyler and his awesome digital group have been able to basically create a mobile digital studio. So
nobody has to really be back
here. Nobody has to be here,
okay.
Which is so cool. So those guys will be there. They'll be there normal 6 to 8. T-Bone and Tyvis will be there as well on our stage. Our big stage, and then I'm not sure yet who we are going to have as guests, and so we'll.
But people,
yeah, we
people
can.
There will be people and people who you've heard of and you've seen before. They will be there, and our digital team will be out there. Good Clean Boy Tyler Danberg is going to be out there getting audio and video. So I love this, and then Bishop and Friends at 9 o'clock.
I will say part of the fun of going to an event like this is that you don't know. 100%.
Yeah, who is
going to jump on the set because you never know. Like, knock on wood, somebody might have had, you know, a nick or a bruise in the practice and they're not going to go by. They're going to go to training table or something. But Ryan Day might have time on Thursday.
Yeah.
He might not. Maybe he
it
pops in on Friday. Maybe get a coordinator.
Me if Ryan stopped by at least one of the shows.
One time on Thursday or Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
There is always a good possibility that we will see James Laurinaitis. Pop up
sure.
on stage with Bishop
so,
and friends.
So Bo's going to be there.
Yes.
Okay.
And Eric. Baker will have to be back here, unfortunately, because
right.
he's got, yeah.
But Alicia, our security guard, comes over here today.
Yeah.
Right? And she's got 3 bottles of whiskey.
Oh, from High Bank?
In her hands,
yeah.
right?
Is that where that was from?
And
that
she
was a High
says,
Bank brand?
I'm assuming it
she
is.
She says, I'm told these are from Mr. Bo. And I said, well, you better put them in a box and send them to Cleveland if they're for Mr. Bo.
They're going to get drunk around here.
We're going to take them home.
They look pretty damn good.
But knowing he's going to be here next week, we'll hold off on popping those things
there
open.
There you go. We could just bring them to practice. We could all pass a bottle around. That would be kind of fun.
I'm sure they'd love that over there.
Yeah. You know, fans will be there. Fans can come up and take shots too.
What else is going on behind the scenes?
The shirts came in today. So you guys should be getting shirts.
Oh, I'm excited for it.
Sometime this week. And probably tomorrow.
You can buy them.
Yes.
971thefan.com. And there's a little slider thing. Click on it. You can buy t-shirts from all the shows.
And we had our high school football meeting today. Like, I'm so excited because it's football season. So we talked about the first three games that we've got. We have a set play-by-play team in place. It's very exciting.
Can we talk about
that? Yeah. Tyler Danberg will be calling three games. Seven games. Neil Sika, our friend who's Mr. MLS, he will be calling the other three. And then our color analyst is Larry Wolf, who's got a huge history of high school football coaching under his belt. And then my friend Cam is handling the stats. And so he'll be doing stats and updates throughout the game.
I am officially a high school football dad.
Congratulations. Yeah.
In two weeks from now. Now, my son's not going to be playing varsity football, but he's a freshman at Hilliard Bradley.
That's
so
awesome.
He's jacked up for their season. They have their first game at Big Walnut. Big Walnut has a Big Ten quarterback. I think it's Eli Stumpf. He's going to go to Michigan State. And they have Jamer Brown, who's going to be another five-star receiver at Ohio State.
Here, yeah.
So it's going to be a tough day for the Bradley defense is what I think that's going to be. But just to be able to, you're a freshman and you still get to go and like be on the sidelines and wear the uniform and the helmet.
Is there a separate
freshman
team too?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they got the freshman and JV. So they'll play their games on Saturday. I love it. Saturday mornings, 10 a.m.
What position is he playing?
He is I forget the name. They have like a beast and a flash safety.
Okay.
For the distinction between the strong side and the free safety. Yeah.
Makes total sense.
He is the strong safety on defense.
I thought he was playing tight end before, wasn't he?
No, he's been an outside receiver. He's been an X receiver, and they moved him from corner, which I think is a good move speed-wise, to safety. And he even was he was talking to both of us yesterday after dinner, and Sarah was saying, like, isn't I liked you playing wide receiver because, you know, we're watching this quarterback show on Netflix and Sarah's just, she doesn't know the most about football, but she watches football with us every weekend and she's getting a better idea of how beaten up the quarterbacks get.
Oh yeah.
Even in an era where we're trying to protect them. And she was glad that he played receiver and we're like, well, this week it seems like they've switched him full time to safety and that's a hitting position. But he said, yeah, Mom, but I get to be the hammer, not the nail.
That's the one.
I was like,
that's the best.
Good. That's right. That's what I like to hear. You get to be the hammer.
Do you tell him to go for the knees?
Go for the chest.
Oh. Missile.
Yeah.
Lower your head.
Yes.
Go right for the face.
Right under the chin.
Yeah. Under the chin. You get that flag. You get thrown
Jack,
out.
Jack, I'm going to show you some video of a guy named Jack Tatum. They called him the assassin.
I love that.
Jenny, good luck at training camp this week.
Thank you.
And then hopefully.
Hopefully. You know, what?
We'll
see you next Tuesday.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Winters. She falls down. She craps her pants. She roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air. Gets busy in the chat ping pong cup chair. See you next Tuesday.
I have got a new restaurant for Reimer to check out coming up next.
Yes.
Reimer? You like to eat at restaurants?
Reimer? Absolutely.
You ever had food before?
You ever have a sandwich, Reimer?
You ever heard of the Earl of Sandwich?
Just nachos.
All right. New restaurant for Reimer to check out coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a five-minute holdup on westbound 270 between Westerville and 315 on the north outer belt, and another five-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Weber Road and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. More at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
On The Fan have never been larger. T-Bone is large. Tybus is getting large. Get large with them. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for large people and larger personalities. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The moisture starts to increase across central Ohio in the extended forecast. Overnight tonight, clear skies down to 67 on Wednesday. Dry sunny early, and then a 30% chance of shower storms in the afternoon and highs near 90. On Thursday, dry sunny early, 20% chance of shower storms in the afternoon, near 90 again. Friday is when our chances of rain and some storms max out at about 60%, high temps in the low 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
I already talked about my friends at Comer and Cross. If your garage floor has stains, cracks, bad epoxy, it makes the entire garage look bad. It makes you look like a hillbilly, quite frankly. Okay? One quick call to Comer and Cross Concrete Floor Coatings at 1-800-NEW-FLOOR changes all of that. They can install a gleaming, shining, you could eat off it, new garage floor in one day. They'll even take the stuff out of the garage for you. If you're like, man, I got too much crap in my garage, they'll take it out. As long as it's not like a huge 7,000-pound gun safe or something like that, or dead bodies. They're going to take it out. They're going to fix all the cracks and imperfections. They're going to put down their proprietary chemical blend.
The Chemical Brothers.
Oh, my God.
They're putting that down. When that seeps, rock and beats. Oh, back with another one of them. When that seeps in, can Reimer eat his nachos off that floor when it's like
when it's
shining
all dry?
And dried and new?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know what?
You going to lemk him over and eat his nachos?
I think the floor is too good for Reimer.
It's too clean of a plate.
It's too clean for Reimer.
Yeah.
All right? Because Comer and Cross, they're the real deal. They can guarantee that your garage floor is never going to chip, crack, or show... Shut up. I'm trying to do a spot. Crack or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever.
I didn't say anything.
You're laughing.
I'm not...
You're throwing me off.
Laughing. I'm being a good audience.
Call 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to comercross.com, C-O-M-E-R cross.
We gotta do Reimer like that. He can't come in and eat off your floor.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
I keep my nachos clean.
What song was I just singing? Who was that?
I don't know.
You ever heard of Suckin' on Chili Dog?
Nope.
Outside
that's,
the taste of
That's
freeze.
Not the same guy I was singing. I was singing Tom Petty, and now you've jumped to John Mellencamp. You're just as dumb as him.
No, don't do me like that.
All right, here is something for you, Reimer. A South Florida restaurant is garnering attention for its dress code or lack thereof. On the first Monday every month, Class Soiree Steakhouse, located in Hollywood, Florida, holds an evening where diners are allowed to partake in a yummy meal without wearing any clothes.
Oh.
Chef and owner Morad Ali came up with the concept as a way to attract new business, generate some buzz. Ali said there's a market for this kind of experience and that the staff are well-trained and respectful of their customers.
Mm.
Ali said, I'm the chef and owner. My crew, we're all professionals. He said the restaurant is expecting around 20 people for the latest naked dining experience. Tickets are $250 for men, $150 for women.
Wait a minute.
I know, we're going to get to that. Or $300 for couples.
We have a limit on snossages.
So, like, the men, if we're going to see a diggeroon, then I need an extra $100. Ali said it's a 5-star experience dripping with class and elegance.
Oh,
no, it's not.
Oh, it's dripping.
Here is a quote from the hostess, Tashiba Hart. Once you walk through the door, I'll most likely be nude. No clothes on. So when you come in, you do feel more comfortable. Then, because the hostess said she was going to be nude, here's what I don't understand. Next paragraph. As for the legality of the concept, Local 10 News in South Florida went to city officials. Yes, it's legal, said Joanne Hussey, a spokesman for the city of Hollywood. It's legal because the staff members working are clothed.
Staff members remain clothed.
But
everybody else is free hostess, to willy-nilly.
The hostess, who is a staff member.
she doesn't know the rule, apparently.
Just said she's going to have her T's and V out.
Well, then she going to be going to jail. And she's not going to know why.
Who in their right mind wants to sit at a restaurant and eat naked? Of all the things you could do, I could almost understand nude beach, right? You're outside, you're in nature, all right?
How do you understand that, though? I don't understand that either. But
I'm not saying that I would do it, but I understand it. This, I don't even understand the appeal.
All I know through living 42 years of life is that if you can think about it in your mind, it doesn't matter how sick or how gross it is. Somebody wants to do it. Better yet, someone's already doing it.
The other thing,
doesn't matter what it is,
that I think this does, it's like if I live in this area, and let's say I heard great things about this restaurant, like, oh my God, the food there is fantastic. I wouldn't go there on any other night of the week. Of course, I wouldn't go on Mondays because I'm not naked, but I wouldn't go there any other night of the week because I know.
Scratched off the list.
I know that every chair in that restaurant
has Matty Ice
has
ass
had
juice.
A naked bare ass on it. Unless they hold a bonfire with all the furniture every Monday night and just put it all into flames.
I bet there's probably a crowd out there that wants to feel their naked buttocks on as many different surfaces as humanly possible. Reimer, you ever felt your naked ass on a nice, fine microfiber?
I think maybe at one point. I don't know.
Well, it was a rhetorical question, but they want to feel vinyl. They want to feel leather, maybe like a 50s style. What about like that red, shiny bar stool like at a diner?
Oh, my God.
I bet you someone out
imagine
there.
Imagine the wet stain on that.
I bet you someone listening right now is licking their lips at the thought of taking their pants off and putting their bare buttocks on a 50s style red, shiny bar stool.
Do you remember the 90s band Live?
Yeah.
I'm not asking Reimer because I'm.
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. If you didn't know the Beatles, but you knew Live, yeah, they had a song called Lakini's Juice.
You'd have to hum it for me to know that one.
But that's not important. That's what's in my mind here, is that someone named Lakini will be showing up at Naked Dining, and then for all eternity, Lakini's Juice, it doesn't matter how, you could bleach that sucker. Doesn't matter. It seeps in there. There's remnants of Lakini's Juice.
You can bleach that sucker.
The chair. You can bleach the anus, too. I don't think that's going to do anything.
That's all my mind went to when we're talking about the nudity and the bleaching. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And who's doing that? Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. Kristen has these conversations with...
Oh, she hasn't done it.
No, she hasn't done it. But some of these Dublin housewives, you know, they got to...
Why bleach? Isn't there some other product where we can shave and clean the anus? But why? What's the bleach do? Why is that so special?
A lot of people have a skin discoloration down there, which is perfectly natural because it's a butthole. All right? But I guess some women are self-conscious about that and about want it to be all white down there.
But why... It's still the...
So I've heard. Why anyone would want to do that. Again, maybe if you're a porn star.
I've heard that the color still does not match whether you do this or not. Reimer told me.
But I think it's a little bit better. It's less offensive.
Reimer?
I did.
You ever seen one?
Can you imagine... Like, there's obviously people, you go to for a manicure, pedicure, there are people down there on your feet, and they're doing things to you.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Right? But I'm just saying, then you go to the cashier, and then you pay for your service, and all that. You're looking at these people, you're greeting them. Oh, very nice. I'll see you in 2 months, or however long you take between your manicures and pedicures. But the people who do the butt bleaching, you just spread.
Can you
spread right in front of them? They got their face, because you have to see what you're doing. They got their face close to the blowhole, and then when you're all done,
you're 2 seconds away from Costas' eye.
I mean, when you're all done, you look right this person there in the eye and you're paying for your service. Can you imagine seeing them like out in the wild at a Kroger?
Hey,
it's like, where do I know that woman from? Oh, she bleached my a-hole.
Do you recognize that person's face?
So how you doing? You just getting some milk? Yeah. It's white milk, huh? Just like the color of the bleach you used on my anus.
Do you just like lean back and like lift? Like the, is it just like a?
In my mind, it's, you're not in a chair. There's none of that. You got to just bend over and spread.
Is it just? How can anybody?
That's a stirrup. What you're doing,
right? Is there
no?
There's
got
to be some comfort to it, right?
How can you get comfortable?
It's not comfortable. It's an odd thing. There's no good that can come from being in that position. You're either at the gyno, at the procto. I don't even know what the proctologist does. I haven't gone yet. That'll be soon.
I've been to the proctologist.
Do you have to just frog
leg? I've been to the urologist, who also had to go up the backside.
I mean, I got the vasectomy too, and I didn't have to go like...
No, he was checking the prostate.
I didn't have to do anything crazy with the legs. I was just laying flat on my back on one of the standard tables. I was just staring at the ceiling tiles, hoping for it to end.
And as in life for the procedure.
Yes,
exactly. All right, rapid fire coming up next. We have no listeners left, doesn't matter. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71, and some slower traffic on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice, and the new hottest fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock in the morning. Ask Tyvus anything at 7:30. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. Their college football 20 most interesting programs is Penn State tomorrow. Rothman and Ice will talk to Adam Schefter at 12:30. And then on this show tomorrow, it's Good Clean Wednesday. Nicole Sharon, Jeff Rimmer, and Teddy is back tomorrow.
I feel like I haven't seen, we saw Teddy yesterday, but he goes on a vacation day at least once a week. But I feel like I haven't seen Nicole in a long time.
She was in,
she was a little sick.
Chicago for Big Ten media days.
So she wasn't here. She's off her normal off days because she's working every Saturday and Sunday when we're not here, our Monday, Tuesday. And then I think she was out. Yeah, she was out for our Wednesday hit. So we didn't get to see her for that. She came back, but she was really busy and
she was under the
wasn't
weather.
Really chatty a whole lot last week. Yeah, it wasn't the typical Sheeran week.
No, she was really quiet. That's how you knew she wasn't feeling good.
I agree.
She was really quiet last week.
She's usually singing and dancing and everything. She's like our own like personal theater.
She's a flapper girl.
She's a flapper gal.
A rapid fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy's not here, so Reimer is handling Rapid Fire. Rapid Fire number one.
We talked about it at the top of the show that Ohio State was ranked number one in the coaches poll. Do you think they'll get the same ranking in the AP poll?
You know what? Sometimes the AP likes to just be different to be different.
Oregon's going to get that spot?
I can see Oregon getting the number one spot in the AP. And it doesn't matter anyway. I don't care, but I can see that.
I'm just going to stay with the Buckeyes then. Because, again, I think you can make cases for Texas, Georgia, Oregon, Ohio State at this point. You can talk about all the experience.
Make a case for Indiana.
You absolutely
Indiana
can.
Indiana had the second most first place votes in the coaches poll, and yet they came in at what, number six overall?
Yeah,
outside. Do you think the top it should five. Be them since they were the reigning national champs?
I don't necessarily think that automatically puts you in because you can lose. They lost the Heisman Trophy
they
winning
did,
quarterback.
But they're also bringing in another veteran quarterback that they think
very
highly of.
And they have more than one wide receiver that was getting, you know, all Big Ten love in the preseason here at Media Days. They've got a good offensive line coming back as well. And I think you just trust their head coach with what he's done. I mean, he did it in year one when he had no familiarity with any of his surroundings, and he backed it up and went 16-0 in that second season. What are they, 27-2 then in their 2 years? Remarkable.
Rapid fire number two.
A court ruling in Colorado on Friday granted a fifth year for all athletes in the high school class of 2022. So do you think the Ohio State basketball team should add another player to the roster?
I mean, look, if Jake Diebler thinks there's somebody else out there that can help them win games this year, then you'd be foolish not to. I think the ruling is stupid, but that's not Jake Diebler's job to debate the merits of this judge's ruling. His job is to go out and get the best basketball team he possibly can. If he thinks there's a veteran out there that'll help him, then God bless, go get him.
Yeah, I agree. I would prefer if we didn't try to be one of those schools that tried to dabble in bringing in already professional players and then try to
Timmy, I'd like to
judge.
Be one of those schools that wins.
But I would too, but I don't want to do it in that way. Like, you want to be like Alabama that brings in a player that was in the NBA or was drafted.
Yes.
And then come to find out, he plays a little bit, then he can't play, then you go judge shopping, then he's back in. I don't want to do all that.
I want to bring in
whatever
a veteran
law.
NBA. Bring in Mike Conley, but have him disguised. This is a different guy.
So instead of like being the older guy, he'll do the reverse makeup. He'll Benjamin Buttons when he's old, but he's really young.
Right.
Make him look like a kid again.
Yeah.
A kid again. Mike Conley.
Rapid fire number three.
Do you think the Reds should have done more at the trade deadline, whether that's buying or selling?
Buying, absolutely not.
You
selling,
mentioned a comment earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Do you see that Nick Kroll video, too?
I actually didn't.
Where he
just looks
like a giant goober. This is the guy who's in charge of, you know, designing your roster. He's supposed to be the architect of the organization's plans, and he's just a big, giant goober. I don't think they have any plan whatsoever.
No, I mean, they're 53-58. You're at the bottom of the NL Central, so you would think that that would be sell mode. There was talks about Ellie De La Cruz. That should make you regurgitate if you're a Cincinnati Reds fan, that you would entertain that. But then again, that has sort of been the life of a mid-market team. Thankfully for Guardians fans, we're able to keep and lock in a guy like J-Ram for all these years, and he could be a pillar of your team. But I don't... I just think whatever, since Cincinnati is just making all the wrong moves right now, not the wrong ones. So, no, I don't like what they did at the deadline at all. It didn't move the needle for anybody.
Rapid fire number four.
Do you prefer to leave bobbleheads or collectibles in the box they came in, or do you take them out?
I hate leaving things in the box. I know people do that. Collectors do that because you leave them in the box and they're worth more money. But I'm not in that world of buying and selling collectibles. If I have a collectible, I want to display the collectible, and I don't want the box. So I take it out.
Speaking of those bobbleheads, too, being a radio partner for the Cincinnati Reds, Ted's desk back there is just filled with every bobblehead night that they've had.
They can't win any games, but
there's
Teddy's
like,
got a lot of bobbleheads.
Yeah, 20 or 30 of them through 2 years of all the bobblehead nights. We got all those, and I just was gifted a starting lineup. You remember starting lineup figurines, Reimer?
Yes, I
ever
do.
Heard of those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little sports figurines, NBA, NFL,
I like
MLB.
The term figurine.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it.
Jen got me like a 1996 Cal Ripken, and he's sliding into a bag. He's not like in a fielding mode or in a batting position.
Well, that's all right.
He's actually sliding into a second base or third base
bag.
In
the, I noticed it's still in the packaging.
It is, but I haven't made my final call.
Mm.
So I've been stewing over that. I probably will take it out. I'm probably going to whip it out of there.
The figurine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rapid fire number 5.
It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. What is your favorite type of cookie?
That one.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about a homemade cookie, you can't go wrong with a chocolate chip cookie. I've said that for just a nice, soft, delicious chocolate chip cookie, those all-butter chocolate chip cookies they sell at the Giant Eagle Bakery, just fantastic. If we're talking about a store-bought cookie, if I could only have one, like, name-brand cookie for the rest of my life, it's an Oreo cookie.
A double-stuff Oreo, a mega-stuff Oreo?
No, actually,
Oreo.
I'd go with this, just the original Oreo.
See, you used to ridicule me for that take.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I ridiculed you for an Oreo thin.
Oh, no thin?
No, no thin.
The thin can be very refreshing. The lemon thin. I like it. I like that cookie. You ever had the lemon Oreos?
I've had the lemon Oreos. I haven't had the lemon thin.
Oh, yeah. A little crispier. I think they do like a little bit of their spin on the Tates because they thin down that way for a little bit. Has a little bit more pop and it's more brittle. The Tates are really, really good cookies.
I do like
a Tate. They're so thin. They're so crispy. I think those are outstanding.
You can't taint the Tates.
No, you can't.
No.
Nope. They are good.
You like a Tate's, Reimer?
I don't know that I've had one.
No? They're really crispy
they're
cookies,
in the,
which normally is not my bag.
Yeah.
They're in the bag, as he said.
They're in a green
bag. They're actually
bag.
In a bag.
Nope, I have not, no.
What about like a good shortbread? Like a delicious shortbread
like
cookie?
Like a Walker's?
Yeah.
Walker shortbread?
Walker told you about those?
Walker told me he had shortbread.
Walker told me.
And
you.
He told me that I had AIDS.
Yeah.
Shortbread and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have AIDS, you may as well have some shortbread to give the person
I don't know.
To break
if, I,
the news.
If I had AIDS, I'd probably go a little bit better than the short. I mean, I like shortbread. Is that like what I want?
I didn't say you were on your deathbed.
For my
bed.
Final
you just,
cookie?
No, you were just told that you have AIDS.
I'm going to need you to make me your sea salt chocolate chip cookies when I'm dying.
So if someone says you have AIDS and they hand you some store-bought cookies, you're like, what the hell? You couldn't even make me a homemade cookie to tell me that I had AIDS?
Yeah, that's right. I think so.
That's fair.
I think being told, if Walker's going to come in and tell me that I have AIDS, I think I want his grandmother to have baked me some of her most delicious cookies.
Just a reminder, big-time athletes are simply people, and people are very stupid. I'm going to prove it to you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident on the shoulder of westbound 670 after 71. Police are on scene there, causing some extra delay. And there's slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Roberts Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
You feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 32 days. Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Stump Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We're going to talk to Jason Stark coming up at 5 o'clock. We normally talk to Jason on Mondays, but trade deadline yesterday, very busy. So Jason Stark will be here at 5 o'clock to break it all down. Timmy time at 5:30. What is the subject of Timmy time today?
We are going to go through some of my favorite short stand-up comedy bits.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lots of profanity?
Yeah, lots of profanity.
Did you bleep it?
No. Now, I will tell you this. There's a good mixed bag. I was talking with Reimer about some of the comics that I chose and put in there. Some of them are clean by nature, so you can go to pay $100 for one of their shows and not even hear the F-bomb at a show, which I respect. It's hard to be funny without swearing at all.
I respect either way.
And then some of them are dirty, filthy comics, fine. But it might be a cleaner minute-long bit. All of them are like no longer than that minute range. You know, like George Carlin, he could have a bit that would take 5 to 10 minutes to roll out. And it's great, right? You're perfectly happy sitting back and listening to it. But some are quicker to the punch. But I love to watch the way a good stand-up comic works with the flow, with how they layer a joke. I'm excited to let you hear one of them because I don't think you've ever heard one of them in particular. Maybe a couple of them you haven't heard, but we'll get to that at 5:30.
We naturally give professional athletes platforms we necessarily shouldn't.
Still doing it with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I know. And there's a lot of
people. He's got a lot to say.
He's always going to have a lot to say. And there's always going to be people out there that listen to him because he's Aaron Rodgers. Because he's very good at throwing a football or was very good at throwing a football. And so we should respect what he has to say. And there's people like that on both ends of the political spectrum, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's LeBron, whatever. I mean, people give Michael Jordan crap for not saying things about politics.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. It's on both sides.
It's on both sides.
Sophie Cunningham this past two weeks.
Whatever, man.
Sure.
Whatever. Right. And we always have, we give these people platforms, but when it comes down to it, they're all just people. And people by nature are stupid. Enter Pete Crow Armstrong, who is a outfielder for the Chicago Cubs. He was on Kristen Cavallari's podcast called I Can't Believe I Had Sex with Jay Cutler. And we found out that Pete Crow Armstrong is a Babe Ruth truther.
What is that? I didn't even know that
apparently,
that was a thing. I did not know that this is
many professional
a
baseball
that
players
has had.
Have this opinion.
I can't believe this.
That
this is
Babe
not,
Ruth never existed.
This is not Beanie Wells, my old partner here at the station, saying that no way did Wilt Chamberlain ever have his 100-point game. That's a common sports conspiracy. I don't agree with it. I believe that there were plenty of reporters, radio broadcasters, enough people in attendance that is debunked.
I can't believe we have to even justify it.
But it's not that if he's saying that Wilt Chamberlain didn't exist, it's not a real guy.
Have you talked to Beanie recently? Maybe he's moved on to that.
Well, he just had a jacket of his that sold for like $180,000.
Oh, whose jacket was it really, Timmy?
Some made-up guy. We just put Chamberlain on the back of the jacket, but
so
he's not a real thing.
Here is Pete Crow Armstrong on the Kristen Cavallari podcast.
Babe Ruth never existed is one that I like.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Really? He never existed.
I heard some pitcher with the Mariners, what's his name, Salcedo? You remember him?
Salcedo, yeah, lefty. Yeah.
I think he did some podcast on Zoom when he was like going down the rabbit hole with somebody about how Babe Ruth never existed. I was like, dude, that's awesome. Like,
wow. So you're going to double down right now?
Well, it's like we always talk about how like the game's evolving and like people might as well have been like underhanding the ball to that guy. And he's regarded still as one of the best players ever. And you might as well dive further into it and be like, well, maybe he just never existed.
I love it.
That's crazy.
That's a good one.
That's a
good
moon landing picture. Like,
yeah.
Are those pictures real?
Yeah, the moon landing.
I don't really want to get into this.
This is why I couldn't host one of these shows. Because
that's a good one. Okay. Oh, yeah, Hitler had some good ideas. That's a good one.
Like, is there anything that anyone could say in that moment where she wouldn't nod her head and say, yeah, that's a guy.
No, I don't think there is.
I'd look right in that guy's face and say, you know what? The guy from the Mariners, he's a moron. And you're a moron for parroting what he had to say. Just a bunch of idiots.
What a bunch of gobbledygook. And that line that he just sort of threw in there as if to suggest he was real. I mean, apparently, what's the big deal to hit 714 home runs back then? Guys are basically just lobbing the ball into you. It wasn't even a real sport back then. What do you actually get to use your hands? Huh? It's a baby's game.
I would love for these guys to go back in time and have no equipment room, no trainer, traveling on trains, using tree logs as bats, not having the ability to look at an iPad in the dugout to see what the pitcher did the last time you faced him.
You have nothing.
I can't believe that people are this stupid. I can't believe it, but they are. Remember Carl Everett? Remember him? Carl Everett was the DH on the 05 White Sox team when they won the World Series.
Did he play for the Rays as well?
He played for a bunch of teams. Okay, so the Red Sox, White Sox, maybe the Rays. I don't know. Carl Everett is famous for not believing that dinosaurs existed.
Mm.
And you
that's another good one.
People would go up to Carl Everett and say, well, there's fossils, and here you go. I mean, there's... We constructed this dinosaur based off of what we found in the earth.
He said, I did the Kristen Cavallari. Ah, that's a good one.
He said, I never seen one, and I never heard of dinosaurs in the Bible, so I don't believe him.
Okay.
There's nothing you can say to that. It's just like, all right. I don't think Babe Ruth was real.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. Yeah, what do you do?
Enjoy your $120 million contract that you just signed. You're super rich and... I'm not, but whatever.
You're going to tell me that guys like John Goodman and Art LaFleur pretended to be some mythical guy that didn't exist? What were we going off of in the Sandlot then? Who walked out of Benny the Jet's closet in his dream and told him to go and pickle the beast? Who was that again? Oh, yeah, it sure looked like Babe Ruth to me. Wasn't
the great Bambino, I'll tell you that.
It sure looked like him. The Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout, the King of Crash, man. See, the great Bambino.
It's Hollywood and the media that's just been feeding us those lies all these years.
Who is she? Baby Ruthie? I've never heard of her.
Jason's beef. I'll ask Jason.
Jason, you ever heard of Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth was real or not. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 315 and a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Audible. When you start listening to books on Audible, traffic might seem like less of an annoyance and more of an opportunity for another chapter. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studio. Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State, ranked number one in today's USA Today preseason college football poll that was released. Buckeyes are followed up by Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Notre Dame in the top five. Rest of the top ten, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss. Buckeye defensive lineman Kenyatta Jackson and defensive back Jalen McClain today landed on the preseason watch list for the Nagurski Award, while offensive linemen Austin Sarveld, Carson Hinsman, and Luke Montgomery were on the Outland Trophy watch list. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians begin a series with the New York Mets at Progressive Field tonight. Guardians three games out of first in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds are at home with the Athletics tonight at Great American Ballpark, and the Columbus Clippers begin a series at Syracuse. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
It's not Monday, and it's not 5:30, but who the hell cares? Jason Stark joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Mike. Monday is any day we say it is.
That's right. Monday's a state of mind. Just like Babe Ruth never existing is a state of mind.
A Babe Ruth state of mind? Is that a Billy Joel song that I didn't know about?
What? Do you ever, when you're around these guys in the clubhouse, do you ever look at them and just say, man, are you stupid?
Yeah, never uttered that sentence. Why do you ask?
Well, I saw that Pete Crow Armstrong was on a podcast, and I guess a theory floating around Major League Baseball clubhouses is that Babe Ruth never existed. He wasn't real.
Well, he never got traded yesterday, so how can we prove he's real?
That's right.
You know, none of these guys he's never shown up at any, like, old-timer event. He never thrown out the first pitch. The footage of him doing all that stuff, it looks a little bit AI created.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, there's not enough footage of him. Why didn't they have more camera shots, more film in the 20s of him doing his stuff?
I know. The videotape, somehow it's mysteriously disappeared.
He wasn't really born in Baltimore. The whole house set up there is just a scam.
It's just a lie.
It's just a lie.
Remember,
yeah, just put a plaque up there and people think that Babe grew up there.
I know Jason remembers Carl Everett. Carl Everett famously did not believe in dinosaurs because he never saw one.
I bet he was a big fan of Jurassic Park, though. His favorite movie. Big Sam Neill guy.
Yeah, I didn't really want to know very much of what Carl Everett did and did not believe, but he was a handful.
Let's talk about the trade deadline yesterday.
Sure.
Give me who you thought was really good and who just sat on their hands and didn't do anything.
Okay, well, do we want to talk about the Reds first?
I was gonna say, go ahead. Let's talk about the Reds.
I've been calling around today to see what other teams thought, and that question has been asked multiple times. What were the Reds doing? You know, when I'd ask, was there a team that surprised you that didn't trade players that you thought would get traded? The Reds come up regularly because
Nathaniel
Yolt, Brady Singer still
Lowell didn't
to be,
do it for you, or Nathaniel Lowe didn't do it for you.
I mean, they can trade or not trade whoever they want, but why would they not have traded Brady Singer, Tyler Stevenson, Eugenio Suarez? I know that, I mean, technically, I suppose they're not out of any race, and I guess they could offer Brady Singer a qualifying offer because they did that with Nick Martinez, right? But the Tigers were a lot closer to contention, to a playoff spot, than the Reds are now, and the Tigers traded Turks Kubel. So something doesn't add up here. I'm not clear on what it was.
What is the future for the Cincinnati Reds? What would you tell a Reds fan about what their prospects look like in the next 2 or 3 years? I mean, we sat here pretty excited about Terry Francona coming to town, Jason, but it just seems like they are a franchise that is just stuck in the mud.
Well, they have a hell of a manager. They have a hell of a shortstop. and Hunter Green throws a baseball really hard. But I don't know if you want to get into the ownership thing now, but ownership is a thing, and I'm just getting some vibes of some potential major changes after the season is over, but I don't think they'll include the owner selling the team, and that has always been an issue.
Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark here on the Fans. Let's talk about the Guardians. Guardians, of course, within striking distance of first place in the Central, but they're not there because who's in first place, Jason? Just want to ask him.
Well, hold on, I'll look that up for you. Oh, wait, are the White Sox still
in first? The White Sox are in first place. That's right. So what do you think about the Guardians' trade deadline moves?
I think the White Sox are not going to finish first. I think the White Sox gave the appearance of doing a lot of stuff, and I don't think any of it really makes them better, to be honest.
Take that, Mike. They're going to start sucking soon.
I really like what the Guardians did. Foster Griffin is tremendous. Tremendous. I really like the idea of the Nathaniel Lowe, Joe Adell platoon, because their platoon splits are so good, and that just the way the Guardians do business. And if you look at their two rotations, I'll ask you that, Mike. If you could pick any White Sox rotation, and then you looked at the Guardians rotation, would you think the White Sox were going to win any game of a playoff series?
Will you stop throwing logic and common sense in my face? I am just trying to enjoy a team that is losing 130 games 2 years ago. And you're rooting it for me.
You make stuff up. So that's the goal? We're just going to make you happy.
Somebody asked me about this yesterday. I said White Sox are having a very good season. They're probably ahead of schedule because I had said that 500 was the benchmark for this year, and I'm excited about the future. They can win this division. I'd be surprised if they did. And if they did win the division, I don't expect them to do much in the postseason because of specifically what you said. The pitching rotation is just too thin. I can't see them winning a series.
That's right. And you're exactly right. This is a great story. It's a fun team. They've been really fun to watch. And the journey is enjoyable for the first time in so many years that I would be good with that if I happened to be a White Sox fan. If I knew a White Sox fan, I would advise them to be happy with the journey. But it's the ETA was not really supposed to be this year. And there's a lot more work to do. And there's a lot to love about Luis Castillo, but he is such a shadow of his former self. And that was really their biggest acquisition, right? It's just not their time. But, I mean, we've been saying this now for 4 months. Who's in first place in the AL Central?
Chicago White Sox.
Chicago.
There you go.
For how long?
So what do we know?
You seem to think not much longer. But Jason.
It's a proven fact. I don't know anything.
what do any of us really know? It's baseball. It can change on a dime. So the biggest thing that happened, obviously, Skubal gets picked up by the Dodgers. Go figure. I mean, imagine that. Who could see that coming? They just played the Red Sox and lost their ass. They lost all three. Then they lost again to the Cubs here on the road. So they've lost four straight. But the Red Sox, I'm sad because Adley Rutschman is no longer a Baltimore Oriole. They must be dead set on Samuel Basayo now, but still number one overall pick. Sad to see him go. He's a good player. What's your breakdown of LA in the National League now? Are they sure to go to the series for you? And are the Red Sox like turning this around to make a World Series appearance in the AL?
Well, it's almost hilarious now to hear people say the Dodgers are unbeatable when the Dodgers literally haven't won a game in almost a week.
Right.
But we'll put that aside. It's also, somebody pointed this out to me today, ironic to hear people say the Dodgers can't lose when Turek Skubal played for a playoff team last year and pitched twice in a best-of-five series, and his team did not win that series. So, apparently, teams employing Turek Skubal are not unbeatable. Look, the Dodgers are amazing, but even though they have every advantage, they use every advantage, I understand why everybody in the planet is so mad at them. If they win the World Series, odds are 30%, which would be incredible in our sport. That still means the not win the World Series odds are 70%. So I would keep that in mind. I've seen in the last two Octobers them almost lose three different series. If they win the World Series again and then sign Turek Skubal 20 minutes before the lockout starts, that won't be a good development. But, you know, they're a powerhouse. And then the Red Sox are amazing. They're amazing. They were 11 games under 500 6 weeks ago. And if I'm doing the math right in my head, I think is it 29?
They're 11 games over 500, so 22 games over 500 in that span.
28 and 6, that's amazing to me. And then they made a series of moves yesterday, or at least over the last couple of days, that were very, very not Craig Breslow-like. I mean, they overpaid, it felt like, for Adley Rutschman, but he's a really good player when he's healthy. And, of course, currently, he's not healthy. I don't quite understand some of the stuff that they did. I felt like they really overpaid for Curtis Meade, who's already hurt. I didn't understand that one. I don't know. It's just the Marcelo Meyer deal, giving up on that guy for a left-handed reliever. I didn't understand that one. They're going for it. It's awesome. They might be a better bet than the Yankees. They might be. But this was a head-scratcher because these are not the Red Sox I've gotten used to since Theo left town.
Jason, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next Monday, or maybe not. Whatever day it is, we'll pretend it's Monday.
Whatever day we say is Monday,
that's
I'll talk
right.
to you then.
Thank you. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I want to talk a little bit about our favorite Indiana buddy, Kurt Cignetti.
Oh, Sigs. You want to get into some Sigs?
I want to do some Sigs, because I read a little thing about Sigs today, and pissing off some of the Indiana people, but you know what? It ain't wrong. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane, causing some holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And there's slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we'll start Wednesday with a lot of sunshine across central Ohio and dry. Then we'll watch for a 30% chance of shower storms in the afternoon and highs near 90. On Thursday, dry sunny in the morning, 20% chance of shower storms in the afternoon near 90. On Friday, the chance of rain and a couple of thunderstorms goes up to about 60%. You'll notice more humidity in the air and a high temp in the low 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Couple tidbits for you before we get to Kurt Cignetti. The new WNBA franchise in Cleveland will be called the Cleveland Sirens, which sounds like a gentleman's establishment.
The Sirens, huh?
Doesn't it?
Oh, you know, yeah, of course
I'm
it does.
I'm going to the Cleveland outpost of the Sirens. What do they got there? They got boobies. That's what they got.
Are the Sirens part of, like, the Odyssey, Iliad? I know there's some Greek mythology, like, with the song, the sweet songs of the Sirens.
You're asking the wrong
there's also,
guy.
Let's
ask
also...
Reimer. Reimer?
Yeah.
You know a lot about Greek mythology?
No.
No?
You ever heard of Medusa, Reimer?
Yes. I might know a little bit, actually. I read a lot of the Percy Jackson books.
Percy Jackson? Could he be an author?
No, he's not. He's a character.
Mm. Who wrote those books?
Rick Riordan.
See, when I asked you for an
Look
author
at that.
The other day, why didn't you throw him out?
See, because it's just, now it's just coming to me.
Just wasn't in the old craw. There's also the roller coaster, the new roller coaster at Cedar Point is called Siren's Curse. That's the one that actually detaches from the track. Have you seen
good.
This one?
No, I ain't seen it.
It takes you up like the lift. It hits you to a stopping point, and then the track ends, comes to a full stop, and then the track like goes down 90 degrees and then reconnects, and then it drops you, and you finish the ride.
I'll pass.
Me too.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that. It's gotten stuck several times already where you're just 45 minutes hanging, looking straight down.
So congratulations to the Cleveland Sirens. And Max Arfson, he is officially gone to Middlesbrough FC. Leaves the crew, goes there.
Quick tidbit for you. I saw, this was a sad story from a while back, but your guy Stacey King, he passed away. You're a big fan of his.
Oh, I was
a Bulls kid and
fan
of his broadcaster.
He was a really high draft pick. They had high hopes for him coming out of college. Never really did it as a player, but always stuck around because he had a great personality and turned into a hell of a broadcaster.
His cause of death was revealed. He died from hypertensive cardiovascular disease, an issue caused by long-term high blood pressure. Stacey, I mean, it was clear to people that watched him, he had put on a lot of pounds.
He was always a bigger guy.
Yeah, bigger guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he wasn't like overweight as a player at all. He was slender, and then
he retired.
He put on at least 100, maybe closing in on 200. But you were always telling me, like, didn't he have a really good line?
Yeah.
He had a good line right before we do our stand-up comedy in Timmy Time.
I would say it was 89 or 88, whatever the hell it was, late 80s. And Michael scored 69 points in the Garden. And somebody asked Stacey King, what was your greatest career accomplishment? And he said, that time Michael and I combined to score 70 in the Garden, because he had 1 point. Michael had 69.
I like it.
It's a good one.
That's why he could be a great color commentator for years to come. Do you know who was involved in the trade? When Stacey King went out, who'd they bring back in? It was a pretty big guy for the second three-peat.
Was that Luke Longley?
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Went to the Timberwolves.
Okay.
Yeah. You traded to the
T-Wolves. Did I ever tell you the time that I sat? I didn't go to a lot of Bulls games when I was a kid, right? I got to go to one game at the old Chicago Stadium, and I got to go to one game at the United Center during the Michael Jordan era. And the one game that I went to at the United Center, my dad had gotten tickets through work, and they were good seats. And we were sitting next to Luke Longley's mom, who lived in Australia
and was just visiting,
right? And
was visiting,
and she really, like, maybe had been to a handful of games earlier in his career, but this is a special occasion that she is at the game.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so during the game, when Luke Longley's introduced, when Luke Longley would score, the crowd would go Luke instead of cheer, and she thought they were booing him, and she started to cry.
No.
In the stands.
Then did you or your dad?
People around us were like, no. That means they like Luke. Him. They're saying Luke. Yeah. I don't think she believed us at first.
Your son's quite good.
But she was really upset.
He plays with Michael Jordan. They lie. He's a starter for the Chicago Bulls. Quite good. He's probably the next best Australian big guy outside of like Andrew Bogut that came around afterwards. That was a pretty damn
good
player.
Is that why you brought up Stacey King as the cause of death? Or was there more to it?
That was it. It was revealed, and there was just some, you know, the Bulls said some very nice things about him when he passed, and I knew you were a fan.
Let's talk about Kurt Cignetti. Kurt Cignetti, Indiana head coach, won the national championship. I think he's great. I think he's the best coach in the Big Ten, and that includes who we have here.
Is it even arguable?
Sure it is for some people,
and I hope Ryan Day
comes out this year and wins number two and takes the crown back. But I was reading this article on CBS. Cody Nagel wrote this, and he's just stating very true things.
No, it's a fact. You can look this
about
up.
Who Indiana has played in the non-conference.
Nobody.
Since Cignetti arrived. And
no,
I'm gonna give you the list. So 24, when they had the very good year, went to the playoffs. FIU, Western Illinois, which I want to say is
FCS. They're not
right,
Division One.
It's FCS.
That's the like the Leathernecks or something.
And then Charlotte. All right. So that's their non-conference
49ers.
In 24. Last year was Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State, who was also FCS.
Yep. We got the Monarchs, the Owls, and the Sycamores there.
This year, North Texas, Howard, FCS, and Western Kentucky, 27 on the schedule. Kennesaw Mountain Landis State, Indiana State, again, with the FCS, and UMass, 28 on the schedule, Austin Peay, FCS, Eastern Michigan, and the Miami Redhawks, 29 on the schedule, Ball State, Eastern Illinois, FCS, Western Kentucky, 30 They have two teams on the schedule, which means they have an open spot in 30. Indiana State, FCS, Delaware. They have nobody scheduled for 31. And 32, they have on the books at UConn.
Oh, that's a powerhouse.
That's their non-conference schedule.
They're going to travel to UConn? No. No, they won't.
Now, again, when Kurt Cignetti got there in 24, was it the end of 23? I don't know. Runs together.
It's 24.
Well, I know his first year was 24, but I don't remember when he officially took that job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know that he had, you know, his time grabbing the mic at a couple of the basketball games, right?
Right.
And so does Michigan and Iowa State, whatever he said.
They had Virginia on the schedule that was supposed to be 27 and 28, but they got out of those games. They canceled the series.
And what's his reasoning behind that? Kurt Cignetti's been pretty clear about what the philosophy is with the schedule. He said, we figured we would just adopt SEC scheduling philosophy. Some people don't like it. I'm more focused in on those nine conference games.
I don't
like it. I'll be clear about that.
I understand
I'd
that.
I'd rather see big boy football from start to finish.
But now the SEC has moved onto a nine-game conference schedule, albeit kicking and screaming. And the vast majority of those big programs, even though we like to make fun of them because they'll throw, you know, cupcakes in there, just like we will throw cupcakes in there at Ohio State, they still, by and large, are playing one premium Power Four team out of conference.
Here's the problem. Like, if you're going to bitch and moan about something, you at least have to have done it one time. They haven't even begun. You haven't even started the nine-game conference schedule. So you have always been doing at least what Indiana has been doing. Because look at every one of those SEC schedules, right? Going up to, is it going to change this year or next year?
This year.
So, okay, still, they haven't done it yet. And I think it was Eli Drinkywitzy from Mizzou.
Uh-huh.
And if you look back at those schedules, when they were eight-game conference schedules, there'd be like one big boy game. But like their big boy game was Kansas. Like I'm a proud Jayhawk, but come on, okay? That's your one guy with a little border war, border showdown right there. Give me a break.
Right. I mean, the difference is Missouri's not winning the national championship and they're not held to the same scrutiny that Indiana is. That's what happens when you're at the top of the mountain. People are going to take shots at you when you open your mouth.
And I'm fine with all that because, again, I'm going to sit here and say I would rather you give something more to your fans for those three games. This is part of what, and I don't know if the Protect College Sports Act, anything that has to do with that, could push this envelope, but if they want to generate some more revenue, part of what they could do, and I'm very sorry to the FCS schools and some of the MAC schools out there, but we could play 12 big-time college football games. And you know what? In a given year, two or three of your conference opponents are going to suck. You're going to be able to walk two, three, like you said, if not more, maybe like a month's worth of football games where if you're one of those premier teams, you'll automatically win.
Timmy time in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on southbound 270 on the East Donner Belt from Main Street to I-70. And you're going to hit about a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 between 670 and North Broadway on the north side. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
I said this yesterday. I'll remind you again. Coming up on Thursday, it's a new episode of Common Man's Basement. What is it? It's me in my basement.
Anything in particular that you're going to hit on, or just is this a see where it goes type of show?
Samantha's going to make an appearance.
Samantha's there.
We haven't heard from her in a while. She wants to tell everybody how her summer is going.
She's doing a lot of new things, right?
A lot
She's getting better at the piano.
Stuff like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. She actually was
tickling the ivories.
She was asked by her teacher to compete in some sort of piano competition.
Oh, baby.
Which I don't know the details, but I'm sure it's going to cost me money, whatever the hell it is.
And a lot of travel.
Yep.
You're going to do it.
So that is Thursday night, 8 o'clock on YouTube. It's brought to you by my friends at the Lion's Den. Simply go to YouTube, search Common Man's Basement, subscribe, and you can watch it live at 8. Or if 8 doesn't work into your schedule, you can watch it anytime. Are you ready for some
Let's do it, man. Let's go. Time? Everybody, so today's edition, this is Timmy Loves Stand-Up Comedy. And I know you said your thing about it, but I'm going to make you suffer through some brilliant, what I like to call short burst bits. These are no more really than a minute in length.
Okay.
So they're not like quick Mitch Hedberg 8 to 10 second jokes. I appreciate the setup, right? You need to have a little bit of foreplay when it comes to telling a good joke. And some of these I think you've heard, some you haven't. So I'm going to start off with some of the cleaner comics, okay? And I respect it. Good clean boys. Jerry Seinfeld has always been good and clean when it comes to the stand-up comedy. You can take a wide, you know, range of age groups to that show. There's no swearing, no cursing. This one, I don't think, this was one of his later jokes. So I think this was in the Netflix special in 2020, but it was his little bit about trying to make wives happy.
A lot of wives complain that their husbands do not listen. I have never heard my wife say this. She may have. I don't know. But here's what I do know. Ladies, your husband wants to make you happy. He's working on it. He's planning it. He's thinking about it every second. He cannot do it. He cannot do it. He does not know how to do it. Sometimes we do it, we don't know how we did it. We can't ask, what did I do? That looks like you don't know what you're doing. Can't do nothing. Woman says, I can't believe you're doing this. Man says, doing what? Woman starts crying. Man says, I didn't do anything. Woman says, exactly.
You see,
that is so true.
Shut
it?
Up.
It just rings so true. No, I do like it. It's very good. It's very clever.
You don't really, sometimes it's even funnier when you're not meant to start chuckling or giggling when it's halfway into it. And it's the timing. It's doing that joke before knowing like when the laughter picks up and the spacing. And it's
no, I like
absolutely
it. I like
relatable
it
too to anybody that's married.
He has other jokes like this too, where he plays with words and it's almost like a who's on first sort of thing.
Exactly.
How could you do that? I'm not doing anything. Exactly.
Right. Well, why aren't you doing anything? I didn't know I was supposed to. I'm upset right now. I want you to listen to this next one. This, you may have seen this. This guy's name is Mike Goodwin. He's on,
I don't know Mike Goodwin.
He's on Instagram as like a bow tie comedy, and he was on AGT. He actually did a set on AGT, and it was really funny. And this one went viral on Instagram. I can't believe I hadn't sent this to you, but this is also a slow roll one, but once it gets halfway through the joke, it starts picking up, and his layering of this is very clever, squeaky clean as well. It's good stuff.
My grandma says there are only two things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven, You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you got two things. Original or extra crispy? That's the one.
I love that.
It's very good.
It's very
I
do. Clever.
I like that. I like the delivery. It's very good.
You don't know until 30 seconds into that he's even telling a joke.
And by the way, you did send that to me. Okay. I remember hearing it once it started.
That dude, Howie Mandel, loved him instantly. He only had 4 minutes, as you usually do on AGT. It's tough to even get going. And he had
AGT? Was it that bit?
You should watch. Pull that up on YouTube. I forget it now, but it was a completely different bit. It was also good. Jim Gaffigan, I've seen him when he's come through town. Also, squeaky clean, no swearing, no none of that. But this one got me, and I actually hated it because golfers were not a fan of this bit on Instagram, but not me. I'm a guy that can take a good joke. Bring it on. I thought this was hilarious on dudes taking golf trips.
Every year, my brother Mitch goes on a golfing trip with 30 men. 30 men. They fly to Florida. They rent 3 houses, 10 men to a house. They play golf in the morning. They eat lunch together, play golf in the afternoon. Then they go back to the houses. I don't know, have sex with each other. I don't know what they do. It sounds horrible. How much fellowship can you have? My brother's not gay, and obviously I wouldn't care if he was, but if he ever came out, he could be like, I gave you so many hints. I literally vacationed with 30 men. We rented out a cul-de-sac. We played with sticks and balls all day. I guess the point I'm trying to make is golf makes people gay. So the next time a friend says, I'm going to play golf with the fellas, just be like, enjoy.
First of all, it's very good. I enjoy it. But my favorite part is how you started that clip by saying Jim Gaffigan, squeaky clean. And then the rest of it was him talking about men having sex with men.
Right. And he is one of the cleanest comics out there.
He's not swearing.
Not overly vulgar. Look, that's also the brilliance of doing that kind of comedy where it's about his family and it's about rather innocuous things, then you can lay that on in the middle of a show and it's still getting a lot of laughs. Do you play golf, Mike?
I don't play golf.
Reimer, do you play golf?
Yes.
Do I play golf?
You play golf.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Now let's listen to
this
one.
I want to just say I'm a big fan of gay.
Oh, right? God.
Big fan.
So am I.
I don't personally
partake. Nothing wrong with it at all.
No, absolutely. My father's gay.
So. I'm gay.
Yes, you are.
This one is from Bill Burr. He can be one of the absolute filthiest comics.
The Oppo Taco.
Oppo, say Mike Goodwin and Jerry and all that. So this is about a man not being a finished product.
Yeah, I love my wife to death. I love everything about being f***ing married. But I'll tell you this right now. We do fight a lot. We do argue all the time. If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. You know? Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, you know those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like 6 straight years? And you're like, are they ever going to finish that thing? Is that some sort of insurance job? Jesus Christ, what a piece of shit. Just tear it down
and
start over again.
I'd heard that before. It's good.
Yeah, that one's great. I got a couple more that I'll give to you coming up here, but
all right.
Those are a few of my favorites.
Back Page and more of Timmy Time coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 15-minute delay due to a crash blocking the right lane on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between Sawmill Road and 315. And there's some slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
All fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sayin take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate? repeat again. Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeyes Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeyes Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you, buddy.
Before we get back to your comedy, we just had the promo that aired about how we're going to be out at Ohio State training camp starting on Thursday. Our boss, Fishy, went over to the Woody today, was scouting stuff out.
Line
for the
test.
Broadcast and all that.
How'd it go for him?
Bad. Well, I noticed when he came in that he went over there dressed in all blue. All blue.
Oh, you can't do that.
Whereas blue jackets quarter zip. But that would put him in really good graces with the folks over there, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Wearing your blue jackets gear over at the Woody? Mm-hmm. Man, they'd die and go to heaven.
What's worse, doing that or wearing all your Buckeye stuff over to a jackets event? Because they get all butthurt about that.
We've said they should do a collab.
I know they should.
They never will.
No, they feel threatened by it.
Why?
The Venn diagram of Blue Jackets and Ohio State fans doesn't exist.
They should have done that team. When they were playing at the Shoe.
University. Like, what are we doing?
Can't do it.
There's never been like more shared fans. Like, you couldn't have a situation where the fan base is more collectively in it. Like, you're a Buckeye fan, you're likely also a Blue Jackets fan. I mean, we have a college hockey team, but newsflash, the NHL, pretty good, pretty cool.
pretty good.
Highest level of sport in the world.
All right, let's do some more Timmy time.
Beam, you love a good stand-up comic?
Yeah, sure.
Like watching little Netflix specials or whatever. Who are some of your favorites that you like watching?
I haven't watched many over the years. I think my favorite back in the day was Killing Them Softly. Dave Chappelle's like an all-time classic for me. Bernie Mac is always like
nice,
up there.
Kings of Comedy. Bernie's good.
Yeah, love a Bernie Mac. And then, I'm trying to think recently, like, who I was laughing at. I can't remember the guy's name.
Let's see if you can laugh at some of these, because
I'm a jovial fella.
I had Bill Burr, some of my favorites. I had Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, Mike Goodwin. You should look this guy up, Bowtie Comedy on Instagram. He was on AGT. Really funny. And here's a little Nate Bargatze. Mike, I know maybe not your total favorite, but this one always gets me.
Like, if I could go back in time, like, if I could go back in time tonight and go back to, like, the 20s, knowing everything I know right now, I don't think I would make a difference. I don't think you guys would even hear about it. I don't think you would. I just don't. Like, because I don't have anything to get, you know. Like, I would go back, and I would see, like, some guy on an old phone, and I'd be like, hey, eventually they have phones you, like, carry in your pocket. And they're like, yes, like, how do they do it? I'm like, I mean, I don't know how they do it. I think it's a satellite. They're like, what's a satellite? Oh, I should have even said that.
Yeah, no good. Totally agree, too.
Starbucks in the airport with, like, the milk is, like, an all-time Nate Bargatze clip, too.
I don't know that one.
He's like, I ordered a nice coffee, and I didn't think anything about it to say, you know, light half and half. All he was like, with cream. He's like, I forgot to say an iced coffee. He's like, I was carrying around just a cup of milk in the airport like a psychopath.
It's like the time I went to Taco Bell and I just wanted a taco with just cheese, and I just got a shell with cheese in it. Right. They left the beef out of it. Here is my one Norm clip, because I couldn't collect my favorite stand-up, you know, 1 minute or shorter routines without some Norm MacDonald. And this was when he was on Letterman, when Letterman was nearing the end of his run. He had a good one about, Wolfgang is not going to enjoy this one that much.
The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Krankly, that guy. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world.
That's like, there's clips where people can take Norm or leave him. I feel like that's one where you show that to anybody. Like, your wife will think that's funny. Anybody will think that that one is funny. Now, for the grand finale, I had never heard this joke outside of like the last month or so. And I don't know if Kevin Nealon just got back into the stand-up game or if just the old clips are resurfacing, but the whole setup of this joke is just pure brilliance. He's talking about his dear old grandmother. Take a listen.
When my grandmother died, totally shocked us because, well, first of all, she'd never done that before. She'd never done that before. It's like the first time ever. She lived to be 101 years old. 2 days after her 101st birthday, she woke up and she told her nurse, she said, today's the day I'm going to die. It's like she knew it. She put on her favorite outfit. She went to the cafeteria. She had her favorite breakfast. Came back to her bedroom, and sure enough, blew her brains out with a 357 Magnum. How did she know? Do you know what I'm saying? How do people know that kind of stuff?
See, that's the art of comedy is God. It's not just she blew her brains out, which would have been funny.
You have to have the 357
Magnum. You have the 357 Magnum
real
in there.
Real grisly scene.
Which makes it super funny.
Beamer? He picked the perfect gun.
What's coming up on the Buckeye show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, 2 full hours. Austin Ward is hanging out with me. 6:30, Jeremy Birmingham is going to join us. Television's Adam King is going to pop by the studio at 6:46. We are a couple of days away from Buckeye camp beginning. More storylines, including one at 7:30, which will take us to the Buckeye special teams units.
Buckeye show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Reimer, before we go.
Yeah, Mike.
I think one thing that we learned in the last Timmy time is that Timmy doesn't think women are funny at all. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so too.
I didn't have a female comic.
I picked up on that too. Yep,
Did you? Just in my short time in here, that's what I was thinking too.
Sexist Timmy.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I'm just going to revoke your memberships to the He-Man Woman Haters Club then. I thought we could look at the future Buckeye football schedules, give everybody a little bit of a reminder. We're talking about how Indiana and Kurt Cignetti are not doing any dancing with a power conference team.
It's really
not
bad.
As long as he's got it set up. They even canceled that one against Virginia, and Virginia mostly sucks.
And
right?
Notre Dame in 2030 and 31 because of the USC agreement.
So as it stands now, Buckeyes next year have Alabama coming to town. September 18th, Bowling Green, New Hampshire, Alabama.
The Shire coming to town. Love
2028, Buffalo home at Alabama. September 9th, Northern Illinois home. 2029, Navy here, Charlotte here, Youngstown State. So not too hot. 2030, Nevada and at Georgia. We've been talking about that 2030-31 series for a long time. Georgia at home in 2031. And then you go ahead to 2035 and 2036. You got a home and home with who, guys?
I don't know.
They just fired their broadcasters in basketball.
Boston College.
BC.
Can I tell you something? They're not playing these games.
No, probably
not. We're going to have
BC
everything realigned and the NCAA is not going to exist.
I think you'll get the
Bama series. There's no way you get the Georgia series.
I don't think so either. All right, Buckeye show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and 315. And watch for a crash that's causing some holdup on southbound 71 on the north side after 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro Partner at RootColumbus.com. RUUD Columbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.